Hey there, Rude Nation. How are ya? It's
the 11th of May.
This is live, baby. This is the May edition of the Rude Boys Top 10. Still talking about Wolverine all goddamn month, all goddamn year. This is Wolvermane as well.
Yes.
Did that, also, labeled it, put a ring on it. What are we talking about?
We are back!
Yeah, we're back for a little bit. What is... A little hiatus. What is our topic, Tommy, this month for Rude Boys Top 10?
Wolverine's greatest battles.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay, what do we got?
I don't know why I have fucking only 9. I thought I had 10. Shut up.
I'm going to do a live number 10.
Oh, absolutely. We'll totally do that. Mm-hmm. So, no particular order. Number 1.
Yep.
Shut up. Every time.
Every time.
The Hulk.
Oh, yeah,
like, the Hulk is, like, one of his, like, you know...
I mean, that is number one. That is the number one battle of Wolverine.
I mean, there have been so many different versions of this fight.
Right.
And I think in the ultimate version, like, Hulk ripped him in half, and then Wolverine, like, came out of his stomach. I know he did that in Old Man Logan.
Yeah, I believe so, too, yeah.
Did you ever read Old Man Logan?
No, I have not.
Oh, shit, it is good. It is some goddamn good reading.
Incredible Hulk 181, that's Wolverine's first appearance. Obviously, he is not the same man that he will become. or the same character, really. They're just like, well, let's make him fight this guy. That only really comes until Giant Size X-Men, but yes, Hulk is intrinsically tied to Wolverine.
Number 2, Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
Topical
with X-Men 97.
Yes, which we will be doing an episode of.
Oh yes,
we most of X-Men will. 97.
Most definitely will.
And this has just been years.
Yes.
Like they just clash because like Wolverine. As much as he's a loner, he does want what the X-Men want.
Right, of course.
And if he could find a reason to, like, put his claws in...
Magneto.
Stab anyone.
Well, yeah, true.
He'll stab them. Right. But then, it's just always just like, hey, we're going to fight Magneto. Hey, Wolverine, you want to come on this?
Like, you know, the man that's full of metal.
Yeah, it's like, you might as well bring Colossus.
I mean, really, we all are metal. I mean, that is metal, right? What Colossus turns into? That is metal.
It's organic metal, yeah.
Oh, okay, so...
Jeez.
Didn't think that through there, Scott.
Or Chuck.
Asked you to. Yeah, Chuck, yeah.
More Chuck.
I think a lot of it, Xavier doesn't think that Magneto would turn... There's no way he would go that evil!
Jesus Christ! Like, how brain dead are you?
He is the dumbest smart man.
Yeah. Next up is Daken.
Okay. His son.
Yeah, his son, Daken actually hunted Wolverine down.
Okay.
I think I let you borrow those graphic novels that you got me, the Daniel Way ones.
No, not yet.
Probably because I'm waiting to get the rest.
Okay.
Like he actually hunted him down, and like there was one point where like S.H.I.E.L.D. had Wolverine all like trussed up, and he just like stabbed him, but they've had when you had the Dark X-Men and then the X-Men, like, mm-hmm. Wolverine beat the shit out of his own kid.
I mean, yeah, he would have to. He's got a fucking, you know.
Yeah, and now...
A little daddy strength.
Yeah, now, I don't know where Daken's landing with the Fall of X right now. Next up is Gorgon,
Gorgon, the Inhuman, right?
No.
Oh, no, he's a Shi'ar guy?
He's not Shi'ar, he's like...
Spaceman?
No, he's a mutant.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he wears a blindfold because he could turn people to stone.
Who am I thinking of?
And he's a
isn't
samurai.
There a fucking, isn't there a Gorgon in human?
I think, yeah, he has
like
the
stomping
hooves.
Powers.
Yeah, he's got the hooves.
Okay.
Look at my hooves! Look at my hooves!
He hooves you.
Alright. Yeah, now this, like, he's like a samurai, and they, like, he's actually the guy that actually killed Wolverine when Wolverine went to hell.
Okay.
And fought Satan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, they have Satan and Mephisto?
Yeah.
In Marvel? Okay.
Yes.
Sure. Learn something new every day, everybody.
Yeah. He fought off Apocalypse's brainwashing when he became the Horseman of Death.
Okay. Is this another listing?
No, I'm talking about
Gorgon still.
Oh, sorry, number 5. Oh,
okay.
Apocalypse is brainwashing. Okay. Sorry.
I didn't understand.
All right, I'm talking about Apocalypse. I was dumb. It's been a while. When he became the Horseman of Death.
Right.
Because it came down between him and Sabretooth.
Okay.
And he knew that he could actually shake the brainwashing, where Sabretooth would just be like, yup, let's lean into it.
I think that's probably for the best.
Number 6. Mm. Department K. Mm. Which is the...
Canadian?
Yes.
Government? Okay.
You know, like, they have Alpha Flight.
Right.
Department K is also the ones that gave him the adamantium.
Right, okay.
And he just fucking hates them. Yeah. Anytime he could fuck with the Canadian government, he will.
Much like Scott Steiner does. He hates the Canadians.
Yes.
I mean, Wolverine is Canadian.
So. Yes. Number 7.
Uh-huh.
Red Skull. From Old Man Logan.
Oh, okay.
Because Red Skull's the one that actually, like, he set everything up for...
Oh, really?
Like...
With the whole Mysterio...
Yep. Logan. Yeah, and, like, he was wearing Captain America's outfit, and Wolverine was like, no, you're not wearing that shit.
Red Skull did.
Yeah, Red Skull was wearing Captain America's outfit. We're boring Chris.
It's a bold play, Cotton.
Next up, number 8, is Shingen Yoshida, who is Moriko's father.
Okay.
It was like he never thought Wolverine was good enough for Moriko.
Right, okay.
So, like, they actually ended up having, like, a knockdown
fight.
And Wolverine actually didn't use his claws. He used the samurai sword the whole time. Okay. Until her father tried to cheat, and then I think he... busted out the claws.
There you go, man.
Hey, look, if you're gonna cheat, you're gonna fucking... You're gonna get the claws. You can't
cheat against Wolverine.
No. Next up, Sabretooth. But the one that is monument... Like, one of the ones that are monumental in my mind is in the sewers during the Mutant Massacre. Like, that was the first time they actually... clash.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the first time in comics. Yes. Because it's obviously referred to a lot in... Because I remember reading that, and that was like the first time they were like... Because I don't even know if Sabretooth was a mutant at that point, but maybe they were just like, oh yeah, Sabretooth's a mutant, and he has to shoot Wolverine, and he's a marauder, and, you know, and this and that.
And and he likes fucking with Wolverine on his birthday.
Yeah.
So it was like, that to me is always like a... It's really fucking good. Sabretooth, like, I do want to get the Sabretooth War when it's in...
Which I think just wrapped.
Yeah, so, recording. So probably by November.
Yeah.
By Tom Vember, it'll be in...
There you go.
It'll be... Like, I do... From the Krakoa era, I do want to get, like, all the, like, the...
Wolverine books?
No, all the, like, the spotlights.
Like the highlights, like the Dawn... Well, not Dawn, but,
like the store. Like,
you have Exa Swords.
Exactly.
You want Inferno.
Yep.
And I guess the Tenpole.
Yeah.
I understand.
And I'm just waiting for them to put, like, collect an omnibus of Krakoa. Like 2 or 3 omnibuses of the Krakoa era. Like, just give me that so I can read it, know what the fuck's going on.
Maybe I'll just wait for that.
I'm waiting. I don't know if they're going to.
I feel like that's money to be...
They have to, again,
Marvel, I don't know. Can I throw one honorable mention?
Sure.
And I know if this might be topical for the next episode of the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus.
Uh-huh.
Predator.
I had Predator as number 10.
Uh-huh.
But I changed it to what number...
Someone else? Okay. But, so, I mean, a quick...
That was good.
That was really cool, right?
That was really cool. All right, we're going to talk. I fucking dug it.
So obviously they can, you know, Marvel can do this now. I mean, Marvel could have done this at any point, but once Disney bought the 20th Century Fox and their properties, then they were like, all right, cool. Now we're gonna play in some sandboxes. So then they did a 20th Century Studios branded Predator versus Wolverine, Wolverine versus Predator, whatever, and he just fights him throughout the ages.
Yeah,
you know, and you see, like, you know,
the different eras of Wolverine,
like young Logan, and then like the Department K stuff with like Maverick and Sabretooth, and then him in Japan, and then him just getting to the X-Men, et cetera, et cetera. pretty neat stuff. We'll talk about that more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was a fun little read.
It was. Like, yeah. It really was fun. Yeah. But the real number 10, or the real Juggernaut. Last one.
Oh, like, you know, that size difference.
Yeah, of course.
And I absolutely love that picture of, like, I think they're in, like, Harry's hideaway, the bar.
Okay.
And, like, Wolverine's, like, standing up on a chair, and he has his claws popped to Juggernaut. Like,
okay.
It's such a cool, like, because, like, Juggernaut could just fucking be tossing Wolverine around.
He could just like, watch him like a can, I'm sure.
But Wolverine's just like, nope, fuck you. I'm like, I'm just going to keep coming at you. Like, Wolverine has gotten the helmet off, so, like, Jean or Professor X or Psylocke could fuck with him, but now that's null and void because now Juggernaut is a fucking prime member of the X-Men.
Do the Juggernaut crush Wolverine? Can he crush adamantium? Can he crush an adamantium-laced skull?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how strong adamantium is considered. Like, it's considered one of the strongest metals.
Right.
So, and that's the power of a fucking god, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay, you heard it here first. But Juggernaut can fuck up Wolverine.
But Wolverine he don't care.
Wolverine don't care.
He's a scrapper.
He'll take the... He'll crush his arm, and he'll fucking just... I don't know, headbutt you.
He's cut his own fucking arm off before. Then again, so is X-23, so...
There you go, runs in the family.
Yep.
But that does it for the Rude Boys Top 10. Wolvermane. We'll see you next month. Rude Nation.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.